4 HKX, mobile. 10-4 is that LK, mobile for just a few minutes.
I was wondering if you were out there listening this evening.
A second, I had something playing on the radio. I had to pause it and turn it down so I could get back to you. But I'm about 2 exits from Spartanburg up here where I need to drop these trailers. This rain's put me a little behind, and the customer held me up a little bit, so I'm running a few minutes behind.
I'm short trip myself, so don't worry about it. I'm just coming from my grandfather's house back to mine.
Well, it sounds like you've had a full day of visiting family. I'm assuming you were out all day?
All day. I was with my uncle this morning. Went and got the wife's car, brought it back, and then I had to wait till she got home to go pick mine up at my grandfather's. So that's what I'm doing now, is just going home from that.
How's he doing?
Good. He's finished up his radiation, and now he's doing his, I think he said it was Keytruda treatment every 3 weeks or 4 weeks. But he's got to do that for the next year and a half, 2 years, I believe it is.
Well, how is the spirits?
He's been doing fine. If you just talk to him, you'd never know any difference, really. So,
glad to hear. And what about the weather up there? You gotten a lot of rain?
Rainy and nasty and cold all day long today.
A lot of the rivers are just about to crest over their banks. Hasn't been like, you know, heavily downpouring. It's just been a constant rain, and we're so saturated, I think, from all the rain we've had.
Same up here, but it's supposed to be nice tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to some sunshine.
I looked at the radar about an hour ago and saw a big system going right over Atlanta, or getting ready to go over it. I hope it stays down there and gets through before I get down there.
In time, I just right, and it's in and out of there before you get there, and you don't have to drive through it.
I don't necessarily mind the driving through it as much as getting out and trying to hook trailers, put trailers together in it. That's even worse.
So you'd be soaking wet by the time you got done. And I'm assuming you remember to wear your long breeches tonight.
A long sleeve shirt on, and then got my jacket. It feels, this wet cold is a lot different than, I mean, it was damp cold last night, or cool, but this is a lot different.
Hovering right around 34, 35 degrees all day up here, so right there on the border of it being that white slick stuff that we won't mention.
Wind's coming out of the north, I think, too, or more northerly. Last night it was kind of a southwesterly wind, which is a little warmer.
I think it's supposed to warm back up tomorrow and be back up in the 50s up here, so I'll take it. It's just, it's mud season, that's for sure.
I'll be looking forward to that. All right, I'll let you go. I'm just about at the gate here. Have a good night, safe trip home, and a good weekend if I don't talk to you. KO4HKX, and 4ZLK Mobile.
Shane, you stay safe out there tonight, and hopefully hear you on the net. KO4HKX. I'll be clear.